This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Interest rates on Italian bonds have moved into worrying territory.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The yield on 10-year Italian debt is now above 7%, which could make the country's debt next to impossible to pay back. We've been talking all this week about how Italy's government was supposed to address the debt problem, and if it did, things might calm down and those rates would come down. But the Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is now poised to step down, and yet we're still seeing sky-high interest rates on the debt. Guy Dinmore is the Italian correspondent for the Financial Times newspaper. He's with us now from Rome. Good morning, Guy.
Good morning.
I know with the Prime Minister stepping down, the cost to borrow has still gone up into what some are saying is an unsustainable level. I mean, what does the government and the Italian economy do now?
Yes, the markets are truly panicking, and this has shocked the entire political establishment here, who thought the deal last night whereby the Prime Minister, Silvio Berlusconi, would resign would be enough to appease the markets. There's now a great concentration in the minds of everyone in Italy to pass this reform legislation as quickly as possible, which would then be followed by Mr. Berlusconi's resignation. The trouble is that he is pressing for elections to follow. And the markets are completely spooked by the idea of several months of paralysis and no action and an uncertain outcome, and would much prefer that Italy had an emergency government in place, possibly led by a technocrat from outside parliament who would try and restore market confidence.
I know we have market reaction and government reaction. What are people on the street saying?
It's very mixed. A lot of people are very skeptical that Berlusconi will carry out his promise to resign once these reform measures are passed. I think there's quite a lot of doubt and confusion in the streets, which mirrors what's going on within political circles.
Financial Times Italian correspondent Guy Dinmore in Rome. Guy, thank you.
My pleasure.
And European markets are taking a big hit with the uncertainty in Italy. Shares across Europe are down from about 1 to 2.5%. Some good news from the Mortgage Bankers Association on the housing front here at home. Applications for home mortgages shot up last week thanks to increased demand for loan refinancing. General Motors said today it made money for the 7th straight quarter in a row. And even though the numbers were down a bit, GM's earnings beat Wall Street expectations. U.S. stocks yesterday, the NASDAQ was up about 1%. The Dow added 101 points to close at 12,170. Well, in about an hour, a Senate panel will begin discussing the country's transportation infrastructure and how to pay for rebuilding it. Parts of the plan, maybe surprisingly, have bipartisan support, something that seems all too rare in Washington these days. So why are lawmakers willing to come together on transportation spending? Marketplace's David Gura is with us live now from our Washington Bureau with the latest on that. Hey, David.
Morning, Steve.
What exactly are Democrats and Republicans starting to agree on here?
Well, a couple of things, at least. Certainly that infrastructure in this country is not in the greatest shape, that roads and bridges need to be repaired and replaced. Many Democrats and Republicans agree the federal government could do more to encourage states to avoid putting money in the same old construction projects and instead fund some that reduce congestion and air pollution, among other things. I talked to Emil Frankel this morning, Steve. He's a transportation expert at the Bipartisan Policy Center.
The wish and the desire is there, but I'm not sure that the means is yet there for tackling this problem.
Now, they're fighting over how to fund this plan. Right now, states are prohibited from putting tolls on the interstate. Some lawmakers would like to see that ban lifted. So, Steve, that's just one of many points that needs to be resolved for both sides to come to an agreement on how to pay for a transportation plan.
All right, David, so there are debates about the budget and how to pay for it, but would the plan create any jobs?
Right, well, this idea of infrastructure sort of paving a path to better employment is something we've heard over and over again. Robert Puentes is with the Brookings Institution. He says there is evidence a good transportation plan could do that.
We know that the multipliers that come through the spending that goes for things like transportation don't just benefit projects in the short term. There are other kind of indirect benefits.
So yes, this could create jobs for construction workers and folks in manufacturing. And Steve, reducing the time workers spend in their cars, that has economic benefits too.
All right, Marketplace's David Gura reporting from our Washington Bureau. David, thanks.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. By CSX, transporting 2 billion pounds of goods to market by train and working to help move the economy forward. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the knowledge effect.
We told you earlier about the super high interest rates on Italian bonds, what some have described as a Vulcanian disaster in the making for Italy, but there's also an Epicurean catastrophe that's befallen the country. Trouble with Italy's beloved white truffles. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Adrian Hill reports.
White truffle, the pungent delicacy, pairs well with lots of things. Risotto, eggs, but not this summer's hot weather.
And that usually doesn't go really well with truffle, especially the white Alba truffle, which will tend to like better some sort of colder, cooler weather.
Vincent Jeansomme is the vice president of importer Sabatino Truffles in New York. He says the harvest is down and the retail cost is up. Reports range from 20% to 100% over last year. It's a lucrative market, and it's got other farmers looking to grow their own truffles in places like Oregon, China, and Croatia. Piero Salvaggio owns Valentino Restaurant in Santa Monica, California.
As you say, yes, you have Oregon truffles, Chinese truffles, and Croatian truffles, but they are not the real McCoy.
I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
And finally, Boston Red Sox fans, breathe a sigh of relief. Your ticket prices will not go up next year. The club said this week publicly available seat prices will stay the same for the second time in 4 years. Was it team owners feeling really generous to loyal fans? Could be. Was it the fact the Red Sox won only 7 games out of 20 in September and lost their manager and general manager at about the same time? Yeah, that's part of the reason, too. The team officially identifying the September meltdown as, quote, trying times. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
All-nighters, college prep courses, or outsourcing the entire application process. Which one do you choose?
There's a lot of pressure on agencies to write the application essays, to fake transcripts, to fake recommendation letters.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Chinese students go abroad. It's the first of a two-part series next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.